We're here at the BASF 2014 Ag Media Summit in North Carolina. With me is Marcus Helt, who is president of the Crop Protection Division of BASF. And Marcus, we've got a pretty significant milestone coming up here for both BASF as a company as a whole and also for the agricultural sector of BASF. And tell me what we're going to be celebrating here in a year or so.
So next year, BASF is celebrating 150 years of history. So it's an important anniversary around the globe. A lot of activities and from different parts in our organization. Now, the AgChem organization is celebrating this year 100 years. So we are the younger part of BASF, but it's obviously two important milestones and anniversaries for BASF.
Well, and that is exciting. And as always, we talk about what's coming down the pipeline so much. BASF always has so much because you invest so much in research and development.
That's right. I think we have a clear long-term commitment and strategy with regard to R&D. As we've mentioned this morning, we are spending about 26% of BASF's total R&D budget for AgChem research and development, which last year was around 470 million euros. We've increased our R&D funding on average 7% the last couple of years. We have possibly the most exciting and complete pipeline I've ever seen in BASF for the last 15 years. And it's new products and innovations coming from herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, and functional crop care. And as a consequence of that pipeline, we've increased our peak sales potential of new product launches between 2010 and 2020 to 2.1 billion euros, an increase of about 400 million euros of those peak sales compared to prior year.
Exciting. Now, you just had a new announcement this morning, a new agreement. Tell me about that.
Right. So our announcement this morning was a co-development agreement with Mitsui Chemicals Agro for the development of a novel insecticide. It's a unique mode of action, carboxamide chemistry. We are developing this insect for control of chewing insects for broadacre crops as a seed treatment and also for the non-crop application. And we're obviously very excited and thrilled about this opportunity to bring a new insecticide to the market. We expect to file registration in the U.S. and other major markets in 2017 with an anticipated launch 2019.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, you talked about that production investments doubling in the next 5 years. Is that right?
That's correct. So we've basically decided, based on the strong portfolio, the significant demand increase, to raise our investment level in CapEx to 1.8 billion euros, looking at 2014 to 2018, which is doubling what we've spent historically in the last couple of years. And the main driver for those investments are capacity expansions of existing chemistries such as F500, Xemium, but also older herbicides such as dicamba and DMTA due to the significant demand increase for existing herbicides driven by the fast development of weed resistance to the glyphosate system.
Well, of course, BASF is a global company, but the North America market is very significant for you, right?
Absolutely. Now, the biggest region for us is Europe, but then there's a pretty close competition and race between North and South America. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it's good to see that the North American market is coming back big time, especially with our innovation strategy and pipeline. And we're obviously excited to see and have seen that very successful business development the last couple of years here in North America.
And you said, really, you believe the future is bright for us.
Looking at the mega trends, the need to feed the 9 billion people, the only chance we believe to achieve that target is to bring innovations, bring new technology with a strong commitment to research and development to the market. And we also believe we need the feet on the ground, the people, the expertise, and the know-how to deliver this technology in a fast and efficient form and fashion.
How important is this event, this Ag Media Summit that you have every 2 years here in North America? How important is that to BASF?
I think it's a great opportunity to demonstrate progress we've made against our commitment and our strategic goals. And in this case here, we also want to showcase innovation in the field, not only in a meeting environment, but also show different technologies, how are they performing in the field. And that's why we invite the media participants this afternoon to spend some time and sunshine in the field together.
Well, we're excited about that because usually we're in Chicago and pretty far away here from the headquarters. And so that's going to be exciting. I've been out to the farm myself, and so I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's also a reflection of our mindset that we want to open the door, that we want to share and showcase our technology and get the participants and the media colleagues an opportunity to touch and feel our technology in the field.
Well, we're excited, and we are very grateful to be able to have that opportunity. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Marcus?
No, as we said earlier, we are confident, bullish, and positive about the future of agriculture, and with our long-term goals and our expertise and know-how of the last 100 years, we're very confident about BASF's AgChem business in the future.
All right. Thank you so much. Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit in North Carolina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.